I think this yeshiva originally was a combination of two different yeshivas, Yeshivas Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan and Yeshivas Eitz Chaim. I think Eitz Chaim is the name of the Volozhin yeshiva. And Yeshivas Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan was named after Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan. In Kopel, there were two yeshivas. There was Knesset Yisrael, Knesset Beis Yitzchak. Knesset Yisrael was the Musi yeshiva, named after Rabbi Saul Salanter. Knesset Beis Yitzchak was named after Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, was the Entag Musi yeshiva. So this is in Volozhin. They were also against the Musa. So this is the combination of the two anti-Musa yeshivas. Rav Soloveitchik wrote in the Ish HaLocha that Rav Chaim, his grandfather, was opposed to the original style of Musa, dreary Musa, because he said, the Gemara says, if you have a Yetzihara, so go to the Beis Medrash and learn. And if it doesn't help, so say Kriyashma. If that doesn't help, then Yatzka lo Yaman Misa. You have to be dreary. But he said, why should we go to the most difficult medication first? Go to the first medication. Learn Gemara first. But you have to go to the dreary Musa. But later, as the years went on, the whole Musa changed. The whole Musa movement changed. So that the Musa that we have today is Luchala Deis, everybody reads. Anyway, this yeshiva has a lot of traditions from Volozhin. So Volozhin was founded by Chaim Volozhin, Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. So they have the story that the Ramah writes at Matzoi, Yom Kippur, everyone should go build the sukkah. They say you should start building the sukkah. You have to finish building the sukkah. So once I'm Matzoi Yom Kippur, the Vilna Gaon said, Abdullah. Then he said, okay, let's go build the sukkah. So they didn't understand what he said. So he said, we're going to learn through a Masechah sukkah. So we're going to learn some of the din. Not going to learn all night the whole Masechah sukkah. Learn some of the din tonight. The Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanan where they need Shalachem on the sukkah, where the sukkah shul is good. So Baruch Hashem, we pass on the sukkah shul is good. There's no machlekes about that. La halacha, we don't accept this opinion that you need shalachem. If it's a sukkah gzula, it's no good. Sukkah gzula is only if you stole it as metaltalin. If someone built the sukkah that's mechuba the karka, then I steal it. So we paskin, there's a machlekes, we paskin karka in and exelas. Means there's no kinyon exelas. That's not called a sukkah gzula. It's not shalachem. But the Gemara says, we paskin, you don't need shalachem. So that's not a problem. Then the Gemara has another machlekes, satanayim. If you sit, I'm going to eat the first days by one child and the last days by another child, and I'm going to eat at home. I'm going to eat the three different sukkahs, four different sukkahs. So that's a machlekes hatanoim. If you yotze the mitzvah, if you eat in different sukkahs. So then Shulchan Aruch, the psak that's accepted is that it's okay. We pass like the opinion that you can be yotze dechay vasukkah in more than one sukkah. Some achrayim quote, and Maharil wanted to pass in the other way. But we don't pass like that. Amidus Chasidus, a whole pilpul. Why on the bottom of the page of the Mate Ephraim? So one of the Mefarshim, I forgot, maybe it's the Mate Ephraim. Someone gives a whole pilpul. Why there's a possibility that we should paskin like that? That you have to have all the meals in one sitting. But we don't paskin like that. That's not the accepted opinion. Agershin is garin chalamoid. So then the Gemara says for sure that even though he was eating chutz l'suk in the beginning, you don't say all the meals. It's either all or nothing. As far as he's concerned, he was just born today. It's a cotton chanel dummy. So whatever you ate before doesn't matter. The kind of la boy should eat all the meals in one sukkah, according to that opinion. Okay. The first daf in sukkah, the Gemara has a big machlek, it's a tanoim. All the tanoim are involved. It's interesting, the Aruch HaLaner points out on the first daf, 98% of all the sukkahs in the world are kosher. There's a machlek, it's a tanoim, where the sukkah has to be dafka diras keva, Adavke diras aray. So 98% of all the sukkahs are good, according to the way we pass from halacha, because we say they are diras aray. According to the other opinion, because they are diras kevah, they're looking at the same sukkah, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's good because it is diras kevah. Chacham says it's good because it is diras aray. But there's 1% of the sukkahs that are absolutely diras aray. 1% of all the sukkahs in the world are absolutely diras kevah. So then you have a machlekes. So the first mishnah is a sukkah gvayla malim esher mamo. So we pass on that dot, I haven't seen such a sukkah. Esr Mama, Esr Mama's coming to our Moshe is exactly 18 feet. Esr Mama is 36 feet. I haven't seen such a sukkah. I haven't seen such a sukkah. That the schach is more than 36 feet from the floor. Anyway, so if there would be such a sukkah, we would pass on that it's a pasal menater. That's the first daf in the sukkah. Mara says that's a psul derais. That's why it says psula. It doesn't say yimayit because it's a psul derais. So that's a case where it's vaday diras kevah. Then you have sometimes a sukkah, 1% of the sukkahs in the world are diras aray. Let's say you have, instead of having a sukkah that's rectangular shape, you have a round shaped sukkah. The one tana holds that's no good because it looks like a diras aroi. Which mishugana builds a house in a round shape? People build houses in. Some mishugana do build houses in a round shape. But the Gemara considers that the diras aroi, diras keva has to be rectangular shape. And let's say the sukkah is not attached to the ground. The sukkah is supported by furniture. The sukkah, some sukkahs are bikari hamita. The sukkah is resting on some furniture. So we pass on that. That's good because it's diras aroi. It's good. According to the Tana Rebuta, that has to be dafka diras keva, that would be no good. Or let's say you have a sukkah where the floor is very wobbly. How can you have a floor that's wobbly? You have a sukkah on top of the sukkah. And the schach on the bottom sukkah is the floor of the upper sukkah. So the Gemara says, when the guy's going to sit on the upper sukkah, he's going to be shaking. So the Gemara says, we paskin that it's okay. According to the Tana Rebuta, that a sukkah has to be diras keva, so the floor has to be a sturdy floor. If it's going to be wobbly, you're not yaitzei. Because it has to be dafka diras keva. There's a machlokes, the same Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, whether a sukkah needs a mezuzah or not. Because in Hilchas Mezuzah, everyone agrees you only chayv a mezuzah if it's a diras keva. It's only diras aroi, you're not chayv a mezuzah. So Rabbi Yehuda holds when you build a sukkah only for the duration of sukkahs, it's chayv a mezuzah, that's called a diras keva. We don't pass like that. That even if you make a very sturdy sukkah, but it's called a diras aroi. Unless you have a room that all year long you use as part of your house, and then you take off the roof and you put on schach l'kavod sukkah, so then all year long you use it as a room of the house. So that's a diras keva for all year long. So then you probably need a mezuzah even for the duration of sukkahs. The din requires you have to have 2.5 defanas in order not to get involved in any shailas. So you make 3 full defanas and shail. You don't look for trouble. The tfanas have to be samach lekarka. If the tfanas are suspended in midair, mechitza teluya, suspended above 3 tochim, above the ground, so that's not acceptable. What if the tfanas are within, they begin within 3 tochim, they're sitting on the ground, but they don't reach the schach. The schach is 7 feet tall, 8 feet tall, and the tfanas don't reach the schach. So the Mishnah says that that's acceptable, provided that the schach is directly above where the tfanis would have extended. Because we have a principle, good, asik mechitza. Good means stretch out, extend. You visualize as if asik means to go up. Aliyah. Masuke laridi, so to go on aliyah. So good, asik means visualize as if you're stretching up the tfanis and it reaches up. So if the schach is on top, then it's good. Or even if the schach is within 3 tfachim to where the tfanis would have been, you would have stretched them. That says in Shulchan Aruch that that's acceptable. Rabbi Kevege points out that there are some Rishonim who disagree, and they say that since Lavud is halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim and Good Asik is halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, you can't apply 2 halachas together. But that's in Shulchan Aruch, it says not so. Machaber says that that's acceptable. Sometimes you have a gigantic sukkah, and then you realize hardly anybody's going to sit in the sukkah. So what do you need so much schach? What do you have to put the schach all over? So they only put the schach, and that half of the sukkah, the people are going to sit. So let's say here's a gigantic sukkah. So if you have 3 walls like this, 1, 2, 3, and everybody's going to sit here, and there's no schach over here, so you only have 2 walls. If the third wall is over here, the schach has to be within 3 tefachim to the wall. So if you only have 3 walls, you're only going to put partial schach, you got to put all the schach, that it should be lovewood to the walls over here.
Where's the second wall? Why do you actually...
Let's say 1, 2, 3, and here's open, here's the entrance. So we hardly have anybody, no guests this sukkah. They're going to put the schach over here. What do I need a whole sukkah full of schach?
Do you have any walls? Why isn't that 0 walls?
No, I have the 2 walls over here.
Those 2 walls.
I have 2 walls and I have the schach over here. So the third doifen is only mitztarif if it's toch gimel tvachim to the schach. So if you don't have enough schach, so put all the schach that it should be next to the 3 walls. There is a din of doifen akuma. The Mishnah has a din of doifen akuma. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. What is acceptable for schach? So the Gemara says there are 3 conditions that are necessary, 3 criteria to determine whether the schach is kosher or not. Actually, something that grew from the ground, gidul karka, has to be tallish, detached from the ground, has to be dov sheni mekabel tuma. Apples are mekabel tuma. the apples are on the kabel tumah if you rinse them off. If you didn't rinse them off after you plucked them off in the tree, it's not the kabel tumah. So that's a machlekes achrenim. There were the apples that were not rinsed off yet, apostle men atorah, apostle men the rabbanon. But they're apostle. That's machlekes with apostle men atorah, apostle men the rabbanon. Okay. But so you have to have gidule karka, tolush, and dovisheni mekabel tumah. The Gemara says that if he made string, if he made thread, he made string out of something that grows from the ground, so that's pasul tischach, so that's a machleg zirvishayin and voice. So Rashi and Tosis learn, because the string is mekabel tumah. What kind of kabel is tumah? It's not a beged yet. It's mekabel tumas tzaraz begodim. If you have a spool of shesi or a spool of eriv, so it's mekabel tumas tzaraz begodim. The Rambam doesn't learn the Gemara like that, and the Rambam's opinion is quoted in Shulchan Aruch that Rashi and Tosfos hold that that's a psul deraisa, because that's mekabel tumah. And Yeshua explains why one would not be satisfied with Rashi and Tosfos' pshat. That's not called mekabel tumah. That's like a tumah yotzeh lemigufo. That's a person dies, so he's an avi avos tumah. He was mekabel tumah from somewhere. He wasn't mekabel tumah. He is the tumah. A woman becomes the Yoledah, so the woman becomes a Nida. A man becomes a Zav or a Balkari. It's Tumah Yotzal Meguf. It's not a Kabul Tumah from outside. It's the Tumah developed in him. The same thing Tzaras is a Tumah Yotzal Meguf. There's room to argue the point and say that because thread can become Tumah, Tumah Tzaras Begodim, that's called Abraham Kabul Tumah. That's questionable. Is that really called Kabul Tumah? It can become Tumah. It'll be tummy. It can develop tumah, but that's not called tava hamikabel tumah. So that's perhaps why the Rambam learns a different shot anymore. The Rambam learns. The Rambam learns that if you have gidule karka shenishtanu, when you look at it, it's no longer in its original state, and it doesn't look like gidule karka. Let's say you have the heavy cord that they tie up parcel post packages when you mail it. They don't do it anymore like that. When I was a little, 100 years ago, when I was a little boy, that's what they used to tie. They used to tie with a thick cord. So that cord grows on a bush. So that's gedula karka. But if you look at it, it doesn't look like a bush. It's nishtana. So the Rambam learns the Gemara that that's a psul derabbanan. The gedula karka shenishtanu. It doesn't look like the original gedula karka anymore, so that's pasul derabbanan. There's a diwan in achreinim. What if you have schach? Wooden schach, wooden slats, and you don't want it to do the karka and it's tolish and it's mekabel tumah. So what if you want to prevent it from getting ruined by the rain, so you paint it, or you put shellac on it. So some achrenim want to say that that's called nishtana. Shari Tshuva quotes that as tosh. Because if a ganav steals wood and he paints it, so the Mishnah in Bava Kama, the end of Agoizel seems to say, the end of Bava Kama seems to say that that's called shinui by a ganav. The ganav is kind of the shinui. So it could be that that's called Nishtana over here also. That's a shayla within the Rambam sheet, and the Rambam sheet is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. But if you have Schach, that's Gidule Karka, the Nishtana, so then it's possible Sachich Boy. So let's say you have a Sukkah, and you don't have so many guests coming, so you have three walls like this, and you only want to put, I don't have so much Schach. I don't want to put the Schach over here, I want to put the Schach over here. But you can't leave an empty space. If you have more than three tvachim empty space, so the schach is not mitzurif to the doifen over here. So if you have schach posel over here, let's say you put metal pipes, or you put mats, things that are carpets, things that are mekabel tumah, all kinds of things that are non-gidu the karka, put plastic, or put something that's mekabel tumah. So if you fill up the whole space with posel schach, so there's a din of doifen akuma. Doifen akuma goes up until four amas, not four tvachim, up until four amas. The Mishnah says we visualize as if the wall that goes up, the third wall that goes up over here, is leaning over, and the schach is the part that's leaning over. So this halacha ma'aseh mishnah allows it up until dalet amas. Then the Gemara has he can even permit this. Let's say you have. Years ago, the first time I visited Eretz Yisrael, so we stayed in Tzfat for a few days. So we stayed in a little motel, or whatever it was called. It had a whole bunch of rooms around in a circle, and the bathroom was over there. You didn't have a private bathroom, you had to walk outside. And we went in the summertime, so it wasn't raining. But in the wintertime, it's raining. You've got to walk in the rain to go to the bathroom. Or you walk So all the bungalows, all the homes are touching each other, all in a circle, and each home has a roof that's in front of it. And then in the middle, it's open. So each roof was less than Dalai Lama's. This is a case in the Mishnah like that. Each roof is less than Dalai Lama's in the front of the building. So the front wall of all of the buildings that are in a circle serve as the tfanis for the sukkah in the middle. Then in the sukkah's time, you just put tzchach in the middle part, and since each roof is less than Dalai Lama's away from its doifen, they say doifen akuma on all four sides. That's what the Gemara says. Kamashmal in the Mishnah that you even say doifen akuma on all four sides, and that's acceptable. The Pashta says that the doifen akuma is only if they put the kosher ischach on top of the roofs. You have all the roofs in front of all the houses in a circle, and then you have a big hole in the middle. In the winter time, it rains there. So then, if you put the schach on the same level as that, we put the schach within three tefachim of this. So then you can say doifen akuma. And some of the hotels in Eretz Yisrael, they have built around in a circle. That's why the hotel is built all year long, and they have concrete. What do you call it? Pillars that lean over. So if you put your schach under the pillar, so that's not acceptable because the pillar is pasul schach. It's not you do the karka; it's karka mamish. It's offer. So you can't use concrete for schach. So they have this these concrete pillars that protrude. You have walls all around and around in a circle. Then you have concrete on top, and that they don't. So the people are going to sit on the ground level. That's very high up. That's 15 feet high. These concrete pillars. Then they put the schach 10 feet up, 8 feet high. So this tallest person is going to be 7 feet tall, 6 and a half feet tall. So they put 7 and a half feet tall to put up the schach, a normal height. But they don't put schach all the way to the walls. They only put schach where there's an empty space in the middle. They only set up the tables in the middle. So the schach is very meruchak from the walls. You can't say lovud. And I don't think you can say doifen akuma. Every year when I look on Shulchan Aruch, I don't find that din. It doesn't say you can say, you have kosher schach over here, and then you have kosher schach over here. So what do you mean doifen akuma? That's the doifen, but the schach is over here. So where's doifen akuma? Doifen akuma is when it's within, when the schach is within, three tochim to the doifen. But if the schach is down here, 8 feet tall, and the doifen akuma is 15 feet tall, so where's the connection between the doifen akuma and the schach? Pashta says that it's not acceptable. The same hotel.
The concrete stack considered part of the doifen. It's not considered part of the wall. The concrete part, the pillars.
Yeah, it is the wall.
But it's still too far away. It's more than 4 amos away from the stack.
No, it's less than 4 amos away.
So what's the problem?
But the schach is not touching the concrete pillars. The schach is down here, and the concrete pillars are up there.
So who says it has to be on the same level, doifen akuma?
So you say, this is the doifen. Where's the schach? The schach, if it's up here, has to be within three tefachim. So if it's over here, for sure it's no good. It's not close to the doifen.
If it's within Dalai Lama's of it, though.
No. The schach posel that goes less than Dalai Lama's, we treat it like doifen akuma. Okay. So the concrete pillar sticks out, all around in a circle, sticks out for truths. Fine. So if they would put schach over there, all the way up on top, 15 feet high, that would be good. But they only put schach on the bottom. So if they would put schach from wall to wall, they would cover from wall to wall, they would have schach. So the schach kosher, which would be under the concrete pillar, is possible because whenever you have schach possible on top of schach kosher, so the schach kosher is no good because the concrete is giving tzel. Okay, so that would be schach possible. So the schach possible would be less than Dalai Lama's. You would say doifen akuma, but they don't put schach. They don't want to waste so much money. They don't put schach touching all the walls. They only put in the middle of the courtyard where the people, where they set up the tables, where they're going to serve the meals in the Ritzia Hotel. So you're paying glatt kosher prices, and you're getting a posel of sukkah. Scandalous. So I remember a couple of years ago, I was in Eretz Yisrael, so I was by someone's bar mitzvah. He's learning here in the yeshiva now. He was bar mitzvah in Hebron, I remember, in the Maris HaMachpelah. So by the meal, I met Rabbi Simcha Cook. So I asked him, he's a kohen, so he wasn't there by the davening, the Maris HaMachpelah, because of the Beis HaKvaras. But he came to the Suda later. So I asked him by the Suda, when the Rabbanut gives hashgacha on a hotel, does the hashgacha cover the kashrus on the sukkah? So he says, oy vey vey, it's a question whether it covers the food. We're not so sure whether it covers the food. No, no. He didn't think it necessarily covered the kashrus of the sukkah. Mamet is a big tumult. It's a very big chumer. Mamet means like this. Let's say I have a bed. That's a kli. That's a davar hamakabel tuma. The Mishnah Mikvah says that a woman every once a month becomes a nida, and then the rest of the after she goes to mikvah, so she wants to be tahira. These are the tanan. They ate truman. They had to be tahir. So the woman, the women used to have two different beds. One bed they slept in when they would nida. They used to have a separate bedroom and separate clothing. Otherwise, they have to take the bed to the mikveh. And a woman who can't afford to have two different beds, the Mishnah describes the woman schlepping the bed to the mikveh, and the bed is tall, and the mikveh is not so deep, so it's a shaila. How are you going to get all the bed under the surface of the water? But vasachs can't be toivel half a bed at a time. So the Mishnah discusses that. So the Mishnah has a situation. A bed is a davar hamakabel tuma. So a guy constructs a sukkah and it's leaning on the bed. Samach sukkasa bikari amita. The bed is supporting the sukkah. The bed is holding up the sukkah. So is that acceptable? So why not? So there's a machlekes hatanaim and a mishnah. Machlekes abuda nachachamim. So the Gemara has two pshatim. Before you get to the pshatim, whenever with your eyes closed, when there's machlekes abuda nachachamim, how do you paskin? Yochet v'rab malachi gram. You should paskin like nachachamim. Against Rabbi Yudah, whatever he says, unless there's a special reason why we should go out of our way and pass like Rabbi Yudah. So the Gemara says, what's the machlekes? So there's a second paragraph in Sukkah. Gemara said, the pashat, the pshat, and the machlekes is that this is the 1% of Sukkahs that's mamisha aroi. The Sukkah is not attached to the ground, and it's leaning on a bed, which is portable, a bed that moves. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's no good because the diras aroi and the sukkah has to be dafke diras keva. Now, of course, we don't pass like that. All the tanaim, all diras keva beinon, are not accepted. We pass any dafke diras aroi. If it's attached to the ground, we say it's also good. It's also diras aroi. But if it's not attached to the ground, if it's leaning on a sukkah, leaning on a bed, then sure it's good. So the Gemara. So if that would be the pshat that would be accepted, that's the poshim pshat. That's the machlekes atanaim. Diras keva versus diras aroi. So of course we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara has another suggestion that the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda nachachamim is mamid. If the schach is being supported by a bed, the kari hamita, the headboards of the bed, are dover hamakabel tuma. So if the schach is supported by dover hamakabel tuma, maybe that's no good. Why should it be no good? That's machlekes Rabbi Yehuda nachachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says it's no good. The chacham say it is good. The chacham say it's good. That's how we should paskin. Right? That should be sof pasuk. We should paskin. Said the Shulchan Aruch says mammon is good. But there's another simon in Shulchan Aruch where it says that mammon is no good. So all the nurse of Kelim asks astira. So the only answer, mikra din mammon is good because we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. But there's a chumra. There is one opinion that who paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that mammon is no good. So the mechaber says you should be chashish with that opinion. So what exactly is wrong with mamid? So that's a further shaila, Rashi in the Ran. So Rashi sounds like he says that mamid is a psul deraisa according to Rabbi Yehuda. Ikara sukkah is the tfanus that is supporting the schach. So without the davar hamakabel tuma, the schach wouldn't be able to hold up. So for Rashi, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda's shita is a psul deraisa. So we are machme for Rabbi Yehuda's shita l'chatchila, but not for Rashi's shita. We follow the Ran. The Ran on the Rif learns that the Mamid according to Rabbi Yehuda was only a psul de Rabbanon. It's a gzera. If you'll allow to use davar hamakabel tuma for the tfanis, the person may go ahead and use davar hamakabel tuma for the schach itself. So that's a gzera de Rabbanon. So therefore the Ran says, the Ramah quotes this, therefore the Ran says, let's say here in Washington Heights, you have four apartment buildings and you have backyard. And you just put, and you want to use the four walls, the four brick walls, as the four walls of your sukkah. Why not? You have to put up walls. The walls are there in Me'aleim. The walls are there. So you just arrange to have the schach supported on the brick walls. But the shot is the brick walls is not acceptable for schach because it's not mekabel tuma. Because it's not gidule karka. The brick walls are karka mamish. You take earth. You take sand and you make it. So that's karka mamish. That's not gedule karka. So how can you have the schach resting on the brick walls? It's mamid. So the Rambam says from the Ran that mamid is only abzera de rabbanim according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's abzera shemi yisachech. Maybe he'll make a mistake and use the dov hamakabel tuma for schach. And bricks, everybody knows that you can't use bricks for schach. That's the ABC. Everybody, even a child, knows that. Not everybody knows all the details of tolush and gedule karkas, but to use bricks as the ceiling, that's of course not acceptable. So that's what the Ramo says, the chumra that we're machmer for this opinion, v'chatchila v'choshesh for the shita of mamid, the whole thing is a chumra, but we're only machmer to consider the psul de rabbanon, gzer Hashem yisach echbay.
So then we build the sukkah with ready sukkah from metal. I don't know which kind. So this is mekabel tuma.
Metal is karka. It's not gedule karka, right? So let's say you have a metal frame of a sukkah,
right.
And then, or you have plastic walls, of a heavy plastic walls,
right.
And then the schach is resting on the metal or resting on the plastic. So according to the mikra din, it's good, and there's a chumra that you shouldn't use mamet. But mikra din, it's really good. So the Mogan Avraham, Mishneh Berurah quotes the Mogan Avraham quotes the Ramban, and the Mochamas who says that the only time there's a problem is if it's mamid. If it's mamid the mamid, it's twice removed, then it's okay.
So if you put lice on the metal, and after you put the schach, it's good.
If you put what?
Lice, like beams.
Beams.
Yeah.
Right, so that's what the Mogan Avraham says. Let's say you have four walls that are made from metal or plastic. So then he says you put four beams, two beams over here, two beams over here, and then you have all the schach resting on the beams. So he calls that mamid de mamid. So that's what the Mishneh Berurah quotes from the Mogan Avraham. That's what people used to have that practice for centuries. Mogan Avraham was written in the 1600s. So it's a long time already. So the Chazon Ish came and he says that that's not what the Ramban said. Pashup Shat, the Chazon Ish is right. He said that's not what the Ramban says. Let's say you're going to have plastic walls and you're going to put thick schach that's 6 inches thick. You didn't need 6 inches thick. 3 inches would be more than enough. 3 inches of, let's say, twigs or whatever. So let's consider the bottom 3 inches as the, let's consider the schach as the top 3 inches. The bottom 3 inches is the mamid of the schach on top. So it's mamid the mamid. The plastic walls or the metal walls are holding up the bottom 3 inches, which in turn are holding up the upper 3 inches. The mamid is good. So the Chazon Ish says the pashtus is certainly no good. That's not called mamid. The mamid say all the 6 inches of the thickness of the schach is called schach. So all of the schach is resting on top of the metal bars. So the Chazon Ish says again, mikra din, the whole thing is kosher. We don't really paskin mamid. We're talking about a chumra. So since it's only a chumra, so he says, you're not yet to the chumra. If you just have, even though let's say you have mats on top, you're using mats, or you're using twigs. So you have four beams, you have four wooden beams on the four sides, and then you have twigs or bamboo poles on top of that. So it's a whole different thing. So he says, so what? But the schach could have been bamboo and twigs and a mat. Anything is acceptable. So all of it is one big unit of schach. All the schach is resting on the tron. So he claims that you're not really yotze de chumr. Not yotze de chumr, so it's kosher without a chumr. Okay. So your sukkah is good without a chumr. That's why people spend an awful lot of money to satisfy this chumra of the Chazon Ish.
You do a sukkah on a car, like it's a portable car, so it's considered the car itself is considered like not maimin. I'm talking about that it's a
metal is good for the tvanis. Metal is good for the
tvanis. We discussed before that it's if it's a rai if it's considered a rai or not a rai.
I don't think that's keva.
It's not considered keva car?
I don't think so. No. I don't think so. I think it would be good. I would assume that it's good. It's probably 10 tvachim tall from the floor to the schach. It's just a shaila of mamid, that the schach is being supported by the metal of the car. So mikra din, mamid is good. It's a chumr. Mamin is a chumr.
Another question.
That could also be. I don't know. Could be that just like the Ramo quoted the Ram, that bricks are not a problem. Everybody knows. It could be that not losa. I don't know. Could be. It's a possibility. In the Mishnayos, it says that when it's raining, there's no mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. But when it's not raining, the weather is nice, so there's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, achil shtiya, and shina. You're supposed to sleep in the sukkah as well. By Lubavitch, they have a practice, everything upside down. When it's raining, they'll sit in the sukkah, because they say, he's mitzvah, he has more aggravation from not sitting in sukkah. He'd rather sit in the sukkah in the rain and sit in the house and lose the mitzvah of sukkah. So they say that mitzvah, by then they're mitzvah not to sit in the sukkah. And then as far as sleeping in the sukkah, so the last Lubavitcher Rebbe wrote a whole essay about this that he printed many years ago, that they don't sleep in the sukkah because there's a hashvas hashchinik, ishem shachal shem shamayim, ala chadiga, kalchal shem shamayim, ala sukkah, and how can you go to sleep with the shchina there? It doesn't bother me, but by the big tzaddikim it bothers them. So you have mitzvah, why you're not like the big tzaddikim? So your mitzvah is potam in sukkah. So to sleep in the sukkah, that you're not allowed to sleep in the sukkah because it's been starved. But to eat in the rain, that's a mitzvah. So people have a lot of tainus against the essay of the Lubavitch Rebbe. You take everything in the Mishnayos and the Shulchan, you turn it all upside down. Everything is backwards. That's not right. The Mishnayos talk about, the Gemara talks a lot about noye sukkah. He says to beautify the sukkah. Because the halacha is, first of all, there's a din of noye mitzvah. You should always beautify every mitzvah. And secondly, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, should be teishu kein toduru. Like in your own home, you have carpets on the floor, you have curtains, you have paintings, you have photographs hanging on the walls, you have mirrors, you have nice things. To show that it's teishu kein toduru. So the sukkah should be beautiful as well. The Gemara has a din. The noye sukkah shouldn't hang down more than dalat tfochim from the schach. If the noye sukkah apostle lesachich b'hem, it's something that's not roy lesachich boy, so it has to be within four tvachim is a sheer mokam. It's to be within four tvachim to the schach. So then it's both a log of the schach, so when you sit below it, you don't say you're sitting on the schach posel. That wouldn't be a problem. By some chassidim, they have solid. I remember years ago, the first time I visited the Bob of the sukkah in Burr Park, I think, no? He stayed by my parents once in Burr Park, so I went visiting different sukkahs. Mamsha sukkah was wall to wall, noye sukkah hanging down, way more than four tochim down. There wasn't one inch that you considered that didn't have noye sukkah lower than four tochim. That's against halacha. I think by now probably someone must have pointed it out to them. I assume that they must have fixed it already.
How much is four tochim?
The Moshe holds that tefach is 3.6 inches. You multiply by four. Has to be within four tefachim.
Where do you measure from the beginning or in the?
Probably the bottom of Pashup Shah, the bottom of the Noi Sukkah should be within the four tefachim to the schach.
Does it just create like a puzzle patch of schach, so to speak, or is it like what are the ramifications of having something that's below four tefachim?
If the Noi Sukkah is something that's possible to use for schach, so then you have schach puzzle below the schach kosher, so whoever's going to sit under that. Sitting chutz l'sukkah, he's not sitting in the sukkah. So if that, no one's going to sit there, so then it's not a problem.
So if it's like over a table, is that? Where's the problem of
shochanah
in
the sukkah?
Yeah.
So whoever's sitting under the light
is
not in the sukkah.
That's right. So even I'm sitting like this, but if the food is over there, so the Mishnah has a machlekes b'sham and b'sil, and this is one of the six cases where we pass like b'shamai. In the first parak of Masechus Shabbos, the Mishnah has Yudches Gzeres. One day, Beis Shammai saw that Beis Hillel were away, at a chasana, bar mitzvah, whatever, Sheva Brachas, so they ran through like in Congress. They ran through 18 Gzeres that day. The opponents were not there. So, and a little bit of Beis Hillel who were there were disagreeing with the Beis Shammai, so Beis Shammai were in the right. But that's no great Aveda, because the next day, when the Beis Hillel came back, they discussed it, so they were masking. So we didn't lose anything. The 18 Zeris that we passed by Beisham, the Basila asked him the next day. They would have voted with them. The Basila who were there voted against. Just because Beisham said you have to vote against, sometimes you're allowed to agree with the Beisham. So that's no big problem. But the Tosfos quotes the Siddur of Amram going, there are six cases, not the 18, there are six other cases where we pass like Beisham. And this is one of them, that you're not supposed to sit in the sukkah. And the table where you're taking the food is chutz l'sukkah. So here also, if because you may lean over and eat the food under the noya sukkah, which is possible, you may lean over and eat in a position that you'll be chutz l'sukkah. You got to be careful about that. If it's less than that, so the worst it can be is schach pasul. So schach pasul less than dal tochem doesn't pasul. Okay, that'll be okay. The best thing is to have it toch dal tochem, so no shayma. Make sure all the noyesuka toch dal tochem. The Gemara has a strange din that avir, if you have an empty space less than gimel tochem, so you say lavud, so that doesn't pose a problem. It does pose a problem, it doesn't break the sukkah in half. Let's say I have three defanas, 1, 2, 3, and I have schach on top, and there's a gap over here with his empty space. So the gap is less than gimel tochem. So the Gemara says it doesn't break up the sukkah into two sukkahs because it's lavud, and the doifen over here is mitztaref to over there also. If you're sitting over here, it's good. If you would have a gap of three tochem or more, then it breaks the sukkah into two. So this part of the sukkah is separate. So this part of the sukkah is good. You have three tfanas. This part of the sukkah only has two tfanas. So this part will be pasul. The Gemara says, correct, if the gap across is less than gimel tvachim, it's not mafsik the sukkah into two, but still, en yishenim tachtav. You're not allowed to sit under the hole. So Tosis says, every sukkah has holes in it. Every sukkah has holes. L'chatchila is supposed to be able to see the stars. The Mishnah says, even if you have very thick schach, you can't see the stars, it's still good. You have so much schach that it can't even rain in, so that the Rishonim say is no good. That's called the Beisul Shokola Shanakula. That's not acceptable. But so normally you always have holes in the schach to be able to see the stars. So the Gemara says, Eni Shanim Tachta, can't eat under the holes. So you can't eat in any sukkah. Every sukkah has holes. The Tosis says, no, the Gemara is only talking if it's Aver al Pnei Kula, if it's a gap that goes from one end to the other. So a lot of people have bamboo poles, so you should be careful to put one pole in the other direction. Make sure that don't have all the poles in the same direction. Make sure there's one pole going this direction. So you're not going to have an Aver al Pnei Kula. Easy enough to solve the problem. There is a din of Tasav Lemen Ha'osui. I remember 1 year my daughter got married in Eretz Yisrael. One of my daughters got married in Eretz Yisrael between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So we stayed ready for the Shever Brachas on Sukkot. So punkt that year it was raining in Eretz Yisrael on Sukkot. Part of Chol HaMoed was raining. So the wind was such that it blew off the schach from a lot of the sukkahs. So the schach had fallen off from the sukkah on the second floor in the hotel on the ground. And the schach from the sixth floor sukkah flew down on top of the sukkah on the second floor. So that's, I thought, Rafi Ani is that's absolutely tasav olam and asli. The wind blew it down. So half of the rabbanim said that it's good. Because if you put the schach on top of the sukkah, the hechsher, and then you put a cover on top, then you put a roof on top, then you take the roof off. So we pass on that's kosher, because the Tchilas HaNochas HaSchach was behechsher. So you're only worried about Tasu Lemeras and Tchilas HaNochas. So half of the Rabbonim said it's good, because when they put the Schach on top of the Sukkah on the sixth floor, the Tchilas HaNochas was good. I thought it was utterly ridiculous. I thought that's Sukkah on the sixth floor. We're talking the Sukkah on the second floor. That's literally Tasu Lemeras. I think it was absolutely incorrect. Okay, a normal sukkah, everybody knows what it is. Yeah, Dalad Minim, the Beis Yosef quotes an opinion from Rishonim that you're supposed to hold the Dalad Minim in two different hands. The Gemara says, if you're a righty, you hold the Lulav Hadassim and the Arabis in the right hand, because you have three quarters of the mitzvah, so it's more chashuv, and the Esrig is only one quarter of the mitzvah, so that you hold on the left hand. What if a person is a lefty? So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Should he hold the Lulav Dafke in the left hand and the esrog in the right hand, or do you say no? Even if he's a lefty, he should hold the lulav and the esrog in the right hand. What's the big deal? Is it makabidi evid? So the Magen Avraham quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. Now we have the Magen Avraham didn't have it. We have the Rabbeinu Chananel printed on the side of the Vilna Shas. Magen Avraham was before the Vilna Shas. So he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel and says that it's makabidi evid. If you hold the lulav in the left hand, the yasrik in the right hand, so you're not yotze the mitzvah. That's a chiddush. The Gemara says it hafocha lo yotze. So Rashi learns hafocha if you hold the yasrik with the pitam upside down. So it has to be kederek nilosim, so you're not yotze. Rabbi Elchanan learns hafocha means you hold the yasrik in the right hand, the lulav in the left hand. That's called hafocha. You have backwards.
They don't go like that. They grow both.
They grow what?
They grow both ways, both right and left. What do you mean? Like getting back.
No. Rashi learns hafacha means that they pit them upside down. The psula is shalok aderech dilosa. Rabbi Hanan learns hafacha has nothing to do with shalok aderech dilosa. You're right. Nothing to do. I didn't explain it well. Nothing to do with shalok aderech dilosa because the Gemara said you have to hold the lulav in the right hand, as you're in the left hand, and that's li'ikuva. That's li'ikuva. So in Shulchan Aruch they make a big fuss if a person is a lefty. A lot of people are lefties. So they say the Iker Adin is that you hold the lulav in the left hand. When they make Kiddush, they hold the Kiddush cup in the left hand. The Iker Adin is like that. But because there's an opinion fakert, and because there is an opinion it's even makabidi yavid if you did it the wrong way, so the lefty should, after they finish shaking Esrin and lulav, they should do it in the other hand. They should hold it in the other hand.
Handshake?
Yeah. And handshake. Yeah.
Which one do you suggest they do first?
No, first is you hold the lulav in the left hand, because that's how the Iker Adin is, that we assume that for a lefty, the left hand is considered the more important hand. And then there's another sheet of fakir, that's the minority opinion, so you do that afterwards.
You shouldn't do like the Chumra of Rav Chaim about the Esra that's maybe possible, the one that's less possible, but the Yotze, that's the Yotze.
No. It's nothing but either over here. The bracha should be over Lasiyasim, shouldn't be over the Iver. So the first Lekichas Lulav is going to be the Iker Lulav, shouldn't be Hepsik. And the second one is to satisfy that minority opinion. Shulchan Aruch, the Rama says that people should take off their rings. When they hold the Lulav, they take off the Ritzuos of the Tefillin. For those who put on Tefillin, Chalamoy Tzukis, you have to take off the Tefillin and the rings. You shouldn't have the Chatzitza. It's based on the Gemara. You shouldn't have a Chatzitza. A lot of times when you go around with a shyness, so the people usually hold the lulav and the esrog in the same hand, and they hold the siddur in the left hand. So there are some who hold that if you're the Beis Yosef quotes these rishonim. If you hold both in the same hand, you're not yaitzei. You have to hold dafka in two hands. So Rabbi Gerelich told us, Rabbi Gerelich was a Rebbe in Yeshiva years ago, he said that he remembers when he learned by Rabbi Elbel Soloveitchik, so he was there a whole year, couldn't go home for Sukkos. They didn't fly home for Sukkot. They were stuck there a whole year. So he remembers that there was only one asterisk for the whole city. They didn't have that. Every person didn't have an asterisk in a lulav. So Rav Elbula had the chazan hold the lulav in the right hand, the asterisk in the left hand, and someone was walking in front of him backwards with the sitter. So he should be able to say the hoshainus. Someone was walking like this, backwards in front of the chazan. So the chazan used his both hands to hold the lulav in one hand and the asterisk in the other hand. There are many who are mahada like that. The Morgan Avram quotes this chumra, based on the Beis Yosef, quotes this opinion. The Adasim and the Arobas have to be Gimel Tvachim tall, and the Lulav has to be 4 Tvachim tall, has to be a Tefach taller. Very often the Arobas are much taller than 3 Tvachim. So however tall, the Ramo quotes the Ran, however tall the Arobas happen to be, the lulav should be a tefach above that. The lulav should be a tefach above that.
Is there any problem with cutting down the arabos?
No problem at all if you cut it from the bottom. You can't snip it off from the top. Niktam rosho is a discussion whether it's kosher or posel. But if you cut on the bottom, that's not going to be a problem. Yeah, the Ramo has such a chumer that the top doesn't count. You have to have, the shedra is the fat part. So you should have, that's what he quotes from the Ran, the shedra of the lulav, the fat part of the lulav, should be a tefach above, a lot of times you don't have that, should be a tefach above the top of the hadasim and the harovis. Then it says also that you should try to see to it that the hadasim should be higher than the harovis. Usually the harovis are taller than the hadasim. So you snip off the bottom of the harovis. Should make it shorter. So you should always see to it that the hadasim should be above the arabas. They quote in the Sefer Pardes, I think, the Talmidim of Rashi quote the name of Rashi, that if the Aravos are taller than the Hadassim, you're not Yotze even B'diyavad.
You should hold it, the Hadass hold it, or there should be, the measurement should be.
No, it doesn't matter the measurement. You should hold it in such a way that the Hadassim should be slightly higher than the Aravos. How can you say you're not Yotze B'diyavad? It's such a pillar. How can be the Achronim is? How is that possible? We paskin like the Rambam. He picked up the Zachazaya Yotze, picked up the Lula, put it on, picked up the Hadassim, put it on, picked up the Aravos. So just because you held it together and the Aravos are higher than the Hadassim, how can it be that you're not Yotze B'diyavad? Very schwer. Maybe Rashi holds like the Tosfos that we paskin Lula Bein Tzorach Eged. It's only Lachatchila to have an Eged. But Tosfos' opinion is that even though the Eged is not Likuva, well, you have to have a Lekicha B'Basachas. You have to have all the Dalmin and Bevasach is not like the Rambam. Rambam says you can pick up Bezeh, Hazeh, Hazeh. Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is like the Rambam. You can pick up Bezeh, Hazeh. Maybe Rashi holds like Tosfos. L'chayr Rashi holds like Tosfos. You have to hold all four Bevasachas. And after Aravos are taller than the Hadassim, you're not even Yotze B'diyavad. Very shver. The Hadassim represent the Tzadikim. The Aravos represent those who don't have Eimahem Loitam V'loi Reach. They don't have mitzvahs. They don't have Torah. So therefore, the Rishayim on top of the Tzaddik, so you're not Yotze B'diyavad. That's what the Achrayim are grasping for a pshat over here. Why is it possible? And you remember which one, which way it's supposed to be? So the Achrayim give a simon that the Hadassim look like the eyes and the Aravos look like the lips. So the eyes are always higher than the lips. So you have to have, the eyes should be higher than the lips, in case you won't remember which is which. So that's the simon l'dogma. Our minig is, they're different in Hogam. Our minig is when you hold the lulav, we hold the Shedra towards us. Others have the Minik Faker, to hold the Shedra the other way. So they say the Lulav represents Tzadik HaTamah Yifrach, Kapas Tmarim. The Lulav is Kapas Tmarim. So the Lulav represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a Medrash, and the Pasuk says, Verisa is Achorai. So which way is Achorai? So the Shedra. Shedra is in the back. So we have the meaning that you look at the Shedra, that's where Isa's Acharai. Okay. Anyway, people know which way you hold. Aravos, some Rishonim hold that you're only Yotze with Arve Nachal, if they grow by river. If it doesn't grow by river, you're not Yotze. It's surprising that no one made a racket out of this yet. They should charge $100 an Arava. Aravos that grew by a river. Nobody made a business out of that yet. But there's an opinion in Rishonim. There's opinion that it's Makeh B'diyavad, and then there's opinion Machleg Zatanoim, then there's opinion that it's at least Lachatchila. You should have Arve Nachal. If you can get Arabs that grow by river. And Shulchan Aruch is not quoted. Shulchan Aruch says, Lav Davka doesn't have to grow by river. It's good. Once in a while you get Arabs that the leaves are so big, it's bigger than a thumbnail. So some of the Rishonim have a chumrah that that's not acceptable, because in Hilchas Treifas, the Gemara speaks about a certain
Aravos
aspect.
Aravos are always bigger.
Fatter than a thumbnail.
Oh, width?
Yeah, the width of the Aravos, yeah. So sometimes you have gigantic Aravos. They're very wide. So some Rishonim, some of the early, the Bahag, I think, has that it's possible. Because the Gemara talks about Ketarfa de Osa, and then they say Ketarfa de Osa, the width of a leaf of Aravos is the width of a thumbnail. Shouldn't be thicker. Once in a while, they have very big arrows, so you shouldn't buy those. The Gemara says...
Is that a chisaron in hadar, or...?
I think it's a chisaron in min.
Yeah.
It's not considered the right min. It's not by definition. It's not called an arrow. It's a different thing. Then the Gemara talks about something that's an imitation arava, but it's not an arava, it's a tzofa. So tzofa, the difference is the aravas are smooth on the two sides, and the tzavtzof is jagged-edged like a saw. Goes up and down like a saw. So they don't sell those. They sell two kinds of aravos. They sell chsidish aravos and misnagdish aravos. And the chsidish aravos are smooth on both sides. Misnagdish aravos are jagged, but the jagged, it's all in one direction. It's not like a saw that it goes up and down. It goes like this, if you look at it. So Mikra Adin, that's good. So the Chassidish Minig is that the Makpit to get Dafke smooth, should be smooth on the sides. On the first day of Sukkot, in Yitzhalachem, the Gemara says, the Rav to Sukkot, you don't need Yitzhalachem. Second day Sukkot is a machlokes in the Ritva, whether you have all the chumis of the first day or not. Why shouldn't you have the chumis? And second day is treated like a sveik of the yoma. So with respect to everything else, we are machmer. So I think the Ritva himself explained, maybe Rav Soloveitchik explained why, that the takonis yontem sheni shel galuyos, as we observe it today, we already have a luach kavua. So why do we still observe yontem sheni shel galuyos? So in the days of Abai v'Rava, they lived in Bavel. So their counterparts who lived in Eretz Yisrael were the ones who established the luach kavua that we have today. That's what the Rambam writes. He quotes from the Gemara. Until the days of Abai v'Rava, they were still mekadosh shel pi ariya. It was during their lifetime that it changed. So that's when they asked the Shaila. Now that we have a Luach Kavua, we know years in advance, you know, 100 years in advance, when Yontif is going to be in Tav Tav, when Sukkot is going to be, unless Mashiach comes before. So we know when it's going to be. So why do we still observe Yontif Sheni? The Sholchem Itam, the Gemara says, they sent a message from Eretz Yisrael, made a takana, we should still observe Yontif Sheni Shel Galuyos. So observing Yantav Sheni for Malacha, so that was a takana that they did. Observing Yantav Sheni for Lulav, there already was a takana at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, that Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakkai, the Gemara Rabbi Yechem Ben Zakkai was the chief rabbi for the last 40 years of his life. He made 9 takanas. In his bez made 9 takanas. So one of the 9 takanas was that you do Netilas Lulav kol Shiva Zechel HaMikdash. Then in the Mikdash, Lulav is Nito kol Shiva. And outside of the Beis Hamikdash, it's only the first day of Sukkot. So at the time of the Churban Abayis, they ran there to Takana, you have to shake a lulav kol Zion. All 7 days to shake a lulav. So when in the days of Abai v'Rava, when they instituted the Takana Siyantav Sheni, so it's relevant to make a Takana, not to do Malacha. Okay, you're not allowed to do Malacha. Even though there's no Sveikah Diyam. But does it make sense they should make Takana to shake a lulav? Everybody's shaking a lulav for all 7 days anyway. So no, they're going to make a takana. You have to shake a lulav the second day with the chumis of the first day. But you have to shake a lulav anyway. Because kol shiva, lulav nito kol shiva. So those are the 2 days in the ritual. In the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bikur Yankiv, that's Rabbi Yankiv Etlinger's first sefer. He wrote a sefer on Gemara Sukkah also, Doruch Laner. But he wrote, the first sefer he wrote was Bikur Yankiv is on Hilchas Dalet Minim. It's very good. Mishnah Berurah quotes him all the time. It's a very nice sefer. Very nicely written. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bikur Yankiv that people think, the Balabatim think, that there's no Sveika Diyayma on Lulav. He says, there was such an opinion in the Ritva. But if you look in Shulchan Aruch, it says, Beferish, not so. You need Shalachem and you need Hadar. All the Psulim of the first day do apply to the second day. We pass like the other opinion in the Ritva tonight. It's an interesting idea, the other opinion, but it's not accepted. Lalacha. We pass on that the Sveika Diyayma of Yantav Sheni Shel Galuyos applies to Lulav as well.
Rabbi Ben Chaim mentioned once, then, and I learned here in the YU, he mentioned that sometimes in the future the calendar will end and we will still do it by Riyah and not by
sure.
when it will be. Like I don't know. Like he mentioned that he said there will be an hour timeline. No.
We have to have musmochim, we have to have people with smicha, so we don't have that yet. So Eliyahu, the Rambam says Eliyahu Hanavi's going to have to come.
No,
he still has smicha.
Our calendar, it's old, you can do all the time by, it's always...
By calculations.
Calculation,
yeah.
But it's not need to be like, whoever make the calendar doesn't make the Kiddush HaChodesh.
Right, so as soon as we'll have Smuchim, we'll revert back to the system of making Kiddush HaChodesh. We don't, he can't have Smicha, so we're going to have
like
to...
think that it's ended sometime in the future, our calendar.
It's not going to end by itself. Hilal HaSheni was Kaveh, the Ramban writes, Hilal HaSheni was Kaveh, all the Rosh HaChodeshim, and all the Shanim Ubaris at Bias HaGoel, till Moshiach comes. Uh-huh. Then when Mashiach comes, he'll start conferring smicha. We don't have any real smicha now. Even in YU. There's no real smicha. Everything is a fake. Everything in this world is a fake. So the smicha is all a fake. It's all imitation smicha. Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. It has to be ish mi pi ish at Moshe Rabbeinu. So we don't have that. We don't have real smicha. So as soon as we'll begin to get new smicha, we'll have to put together a bezin of three, and I'll have to make Kiddush HaChodesh. In Eretz Yisrael, they started smicha. No. It's a discussion. Discussion whether it's valid or not. And the Sefer Bikurei Yankiv, he writes an interesting chiddush. He says the Mishnah says that lulav nitol kol shiva and migdosh is a din deraisa, and on the din deraisa there was a machlokes of Rishonim where they needed shalachem or not. Tosfos' opinion is that lulav nitol kol shiva he needs shalachem, and the Ramban disagrees. Ramban says no, you only need shalachem on the first day. Lulav nitol kol shiva is a different mitzvah. Smachtam lefnei Hashem alkechem shivas yom. So for that mitzvah, smachtam, you don't need shalachem. And Tosfos says no, it's the same mitzvah of lulav kol shiva. In the Beis Hamikdash is called Shiva, and Chutz LaMikdash is only one day. So just like you need Shalachem for the first day, so in Beis Hamikdash you need Shalachem for all the 7 days. So that's Machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam. So the Bikurei Yankiv says that the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos quotes an interpretation for an Yerushalmi, in the Mishnah Torah the Rambam does not quote it. But in the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos he quotes a Pshat, Lulav Nito Kol Shiva Ba Migdash is a Din Deraisa. Migdash doesn't only mean the Beis HaMikdash, it means all of Yerushalayim. The whole Yer Atika has a din of Migdash. The din is that you can eat Kachim Kalim in all of Yerushalayim, the old city. It has a din of Lifnei Hashem, Achal Tosham, Lifnei Hashem Alakecho. Lifnei Hashem means in the Beis HaMikdash. So sometimes Lifnei Hashem means in the Azorah. Shachat is Ben Abaka Lifnei Hashem. So the Shechita is only kosher in the Azorah. And sometimes Lifnei Hashem means the Harabayis or the Azorah. Like it says, "B'chatzotzot v'kol shofar ariyah lefnei hamelach Hashem." So the Gemara says, "When do you blow chatzotzot and shofar together? That's only in the Harabayis, on the Azor. Outside of the Harabayis, not." So there it says, "Until b'chatzotzot v'kol shofar ariyah lefnei hamelach Hashem." That lefnei Hashem means the whole Harabayis, but not the whole Yerushalayim. Then it says, "V'chal tosham lefnei Hashem alakecha ma'ase digonch b'sirosh b'tzarech v'choras b'karach b'tzaynecha." That's in Yerushalayim. So sometimes Yerushalayim has a lower level of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, that's called Lefnei Hashem. So here it says, Usmachtam Lefnei Hashem Alakechem, in the Beis HaMikdash. Which part of the Beis HaMikdash? The Azara, the Harabayis, the whole Yerushalayim. So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah doesn't quote this, but the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos quotes this interpretation from the Yerushalmi, that all of Yerushalayim has the din of the Mikdash, Lulav Nitol Ba Mikdash Kol Shiva. So then the Bikurei Yankiv puts together that the Rambam paskins in Hilchas Beis HaBchira, that even though Kedushas HaOretz was bottled during the 7 years of Golas Bavel, but the Kedushas HaMikdash never was bottled. From the days that Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedushas HaMikdash and the Harabayis and the Yer Atika, the old city retains the Kedusha. So all of Yerushalayim is Kitchelos Lava. All of Yerushalayim, even though the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Chorban, but all of the old city still retains the Kedusha, even though we don't go on Harabayis, but the whole Yer Atika retains the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. So if you put together the two Rambams, the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, that all of Yerushalayim has a mitzvah in the Torah of Lulav Kol Shiva. And the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, that Kitchelos Ilavai, so if someone is in front of the Kosel HaMaravi, or in the Rova, anyone is in the Yer Atika, on Chalamayt Sukkah, so there's a mitzvah in our Torah to shake a lulav. And according to Tosfos, you need shalachem. Whenever it's the rice, you need shalachem. And even if the person already davened in Bayit V'gan, and he shook a lulav already in the morning on Chalamayt Sukkah, that was only the Rabbanim. Now when he comes to the Yer Atika, so now he's mechuyav to shake a lulav in our Torah. So this was the Bikurei Yankiv. The Jew was sitting, they weren't even dreaming about any Hakamas HaMedina. They weren't even thinking, when is it going to happen? Came up with this chiddush that if someone happens to be in the Yer Atika, even if he already shook lulav before, he had gedavent in Me'ah Shorim, let's say. Me'ah Shorim is not in the Yer Atika. Then he goes to daven in the Yer Atika, then he goes to visit the Yer Atika, has to shake lulav again. But we don't say a bracha. This is all, each one is to mutal v'machloikas. The first one, whether the whole city, Yerushalayim, is called Mikdash, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah doesn't quote it. There's only the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos quotes. And the Kitchelos Ilava is also questionable. The Raiva disagrees with the Rama. The Raiva holds that Kedushas HaMikdash was Batla. But that's a chumer that many people observe. So in Chalamayt Sukkos, if you'll be visiting by the Kosel HaMaravi, he says, someone will give you a matana manas l'achzer. So you look at him like a meshuganet. What's he giving a matana manas l'achzer? It's not the first day of Sukkos. The answer is because the choshish for the Shitas HaTosfos, then you need shalachem, whenever dalaminim is deraisa, so you need shalachem. So kol shiva, according to this tziruf, it would be a din deraisa. There's a cheerful pilpul that Achronim have. A lot of people want to preserve their esrig and a lot of people want to preserve the hadassim and the arovis and the lulav, so they put it into a bowl of water, put it into a container of water. So every day they take it out and then they put it back in. Over Shabbos they leave it there for 24, more than 24 hours, almost 48 hours. So there's a whole pilpul and achrenim, the Pischei Tshuva in Yeridei quotes in Hilchos Basel v'Cholov. There's a din of a kavish kamavushal, so you have an esrig kamavushal, it's basel. You have an esrig that's soaking in water for 24 hours. The Gemara says it's no good. Kavish kamevushal. So does, but an esrig is food, a food item. So the chapter to talk about an esrig hakavish, kavish kamevushal. You say kavish kamevushal on a stick of wood. You say kavish kamevushal on a lulav and hadasim and harovis. So that's a whole pilpul and achrayim. So they found the Ramban takes a stand on it. So the two readings, what the Ksavya and Ramban. The Ramban said it is good, it's no good. So. Lebedig Torah has a long distechemen, has a long arichas on it. Good, okay. Everyone should have a good niyantiv.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.
Amen.